We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, we're back. Stump the Millennial. Jack Fritz is the Millennial. Today we're playing for a Philadelphia Eagles knit hat with a palm. You know what that is, Jack, right?
Is that the thing on top?
It is.
All right.
It is. It's available now at Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop at Lincoln Financial Field in Lancaster and in Cherry Hill, or you can shop online at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Pro Shop. So that's what you're playing for today. Sean in King of Prussia is playing Stump the Millennial. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, Johnny Moore?
All right, brother. We're gonna ask Jack Fritz a question. He will get a minute to deliberate. You will decide whether or not Jack gets the question correct or if we stump the Millennial. If you're correct, you win the hat. Make sense?
Makes sense.
All right, brother. Hang on a second. Okay, Jack Fritz. Are you ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready now. Yeah.
Today is the 40th anniversary of the Phillies winning the World Series.
Okay.
October 21st, 1980, the Phillies win 4-1 Game 6 at Veterans Stadium. Who led the Phillies that day in hits with 3? I'll give you a hint. It was an infielder. All right. What infielder on the Phillies, Game 6, 40 years ago today, led the Phillies in hits with 3? Think about it for a second. It's more or less a multiple choice. I mean, there's only four options. Sean?
Hold on. Is the pitcher considered an infielder?
It is not a pitcher. No, it is not a pitcher. Sean from King of Prussia. Sean, do you think he gets it correct, or do we stump the Millennial?
I think they're going to stump him.
All right.
There's no way he gets this.
Well, based on his reaction, it doesn't seem like there's any way he gets this. Jack Fritz, 40 years ago today,
wow.
This infielder led the Phils with 3 hits, went 3-for-4. Who was it?
I feel like if it was Boa, it'd be talked about more, so I don't think it was Boa. I feel like if it was Schmidt, it would be talked about more. I don't think it was Schmidt. Trio couldn't hit, so I don't think it was Trio. I don't think it was Trio. All he did was clutch that postseason. I'm gonna go with Pete Rose.
Pete Rose. Sean from King of Prussia. We did not stump the Millennial. Jack Fritz is correct. You lose.
Wow. No, no.
Keep the celebration for him.
No, that's cool.
Good job, Jack. Good job, man.
Not play music for himself.
Well, he shouldn't, but he controls it. No, it should be when the person
exactly.
wins.
Exactly.
But he
won. I won today. Everyone else is wrong.
We will give that hat out coming up here right before we do the Marks and Reese text line. So stay tuned. You are correct.
That's the first time he's ever done that.
So I liked how you said, well, if it was Boa, we'd know about it. It doesn't feel like Schmidt. Manny Trio, maybe. Pete Rose went 3-for-4. Good job, man.
It's tough being a baseball guy in this city.
Well, a good process of elimination there. You got it right.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Steve Carlton, he started 7 innings, 1 earned run, and then Tugger came in, and he got it done, man. 4 saves in the World Series. Saved all 4 games. There you go.
Are you a fan of the World Series call?
I don't even really remember. Like, who was it?
I don't know who it was.
Do you have it?
I'll get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always where it's like Harry never got a chance to call 80, and then it wasn't until 93 when he got a chance to call Mitchie Poo, but they didn't win. Then finally in 2008, he was able to call a World Series, which was awesome. But, I mean, I honestly remember the call. I know he struck out Willie Wilson, and there were horses on the field at Veterans Stadium. But
there you go.
It's my first memory of sports. the Phillies winning. I'm born in 76. They won in 80. So I was just about 4 years old. And I remember going to like somebody's house with my parents, and I remember them winning. I remember the parade. I remember Pete Rose wearing like a cowboy hat, or Larry Boa had a cowboy. I remember the Eagles losing in the Super Bowl after that. But my first sports memory. That. All right. Congratulations. We'll give that Eagles hat out coming out before the Marks and Reese text line. Let's go back to the phones. We have Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuckles.
Hey, move on. Hello. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Chuck,
hey,
do you just
Chuck,
yell all the time?
You, brother? Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm on a highway, man. This guy tried to, you know, I don't know, man.
Oh, you got a little road rage going on right now. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. He almost ran me off, you know, highway. I'm sorry.
What highway are you on?
I was on 309. I'm coming home from work.
Okay. All right. We'll avoid that on the way home.
Hey, listen. Hey, Ike, you the man. Ike, I just want to let you know that. Hey, you know, and Johnny Marks.
Yes.
You the man too, man. Listen.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna talk about the pony today. You know what I mean? You ain't gotta worry about me talking about the pony today. I'm not gonna talk about him today.
All right.
But I'm gonna say something positive about the pony.
The Bronco.
Positive Chuck.
The Bronco, Chuck.
The pony. Okay, the Bronco. I'm sorry, I misspoke. If he plays the way he's been playing, which ain't great, but you know what I mean, we have a chance with people coming back healthy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Healthy.
Okay.
So I think we have a chance to make a run against some of those good teams because we're not healthy. You know what I mean? We're not at full strength. So you can't judge us off of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
So you don't like the fact that I said they're a bad team right now?
I'm not going to argue with you, right? Because they is a bad team.
Oh, okay. Like, then we agree. We agree with each other.
We agree. But I'm saying if they come back healthy, now I want to see the Saints. Now I want to see the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to see those teams with a full deck. You know what I mean? I want to see Fogum and Deshaun together with Goddard and
Sanders and, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Rager.
Now I want
yeah.
to see. What
okay.
y'all got to say then?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just let me get to that point.
Well, here's what you better know when you get to that point, Chuck. You better start giving Carson his credit when we start winning then,
hey, listen,
too.
I said the pony, if he played the way he'd been playing, then, you know, the pony could buck a little bit. You know what I mean? Then he could probably grow possibly into the Bronco.
Oh,
but for now,
God.
He's the pony. But I got one quick thing real quick.
Okay.
And you know, John – Doug is my man, but I don't like the way he be not practicing these dudes, man. You're not good enough not to practice and all that other stuff. Man.
I agree.
That's why he be having these injuries and all that, man, these soft tissues and all that. He got something to do with that. Doug, if you're listening, you need to start practicing these dudes that don't deserve to get no rest. Y'all ain't getting no rest, did you? When y'all
no, start, no right? rest. No rest.
No rest. So that's how it should be, man. No rest, man. Y'all don't deserve it. Y'all ain't good enough to rest. Like Patriots, nothing like that. When they was winning Super Bowls, we mean rest. Get some practice, guys. Get some butt out there. Get those soft tissues to be more hard tissues than what they is. I'm tired of hearing about these soft tissue injuries, man.
Chuck, I thought you were going to scream. I thought you were going to yell today.
I'm sorry.
No, we love it. No, I want you to yell.
If I'm just tired of hearing about these injuries on our team. It got to be something that our coaching staff doing. Doug is not running these guys. You got to run these dudes, man. They football players.
Hills.
You can't have Jason Peters resting and all that. That's setting a bad example, man. I'm tired of that, man. Get these dudes out here. Y'all ain't win a Super Bowl 3 years ago, man. Time to practice now, man.
Chuck, how tall are you?
Practice now.
Chuck, how tall are you?
Why you want to know all that? I'm about 5'11".
Because we're trying to figure out.
I mean, you're trying to see if Ike can beat me. That's what it is,
no,
right?
No, 5'11", 5'11",
I got
what?
Nothing to do with this, Chuck.
Yeah, I know you size
5'11",
me up,
220?
Chuck. Hey, John, you ain't got to size me up. I'm not 220. I'm actually 185.
Okay, well, that's good size.
With a powerful right hook.
I played 2 years varsity.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I love y'all, man. I'm out, man.
All right, Chuck. Thank you.
Oh, my God, man. I need him once a week. I need him.
That's it, once a week?
I need him at least
on
once
Mondays.
A week. That's what I'm saying. At least, yeah, well, twice a week. Yeah, I need him on Mondays, day after the game. Then I need him on Fridays, the day before we heading into the game on Sunday.
Because he will hype himself up before
that's
each game.
Said,
I can
5'11", 185 with a hell of a right hook.
Sounds like Chuck, he wants Joe Judge to be
Yeah, Chuck want to fight. Chuck, we just talking about sports, bro. We t- too old to be fighting now, Chuck. Come on, man.
He's hype.
But I love
the
passion.
To be fair, he was in the middle of a road rage incident.
He was. That's what I'm saying.
We went to the phone.
That's what I'm saying.
He was yelling at a driver.
Get over. Now I will admit now. That's me in the car, too.
That's everyone.
What?
I got a quick trigger on the middle finger, too.
That's bad. I can't do that.
You'll get shot.
Well, and then somebody will call into the show and be like, I just saw you give a middle finger to me.
Yeah, it's not good. No, but like, even last night, like the one thing I will do that's even a little bit aggressive is that, like, and it happened last night. Man, like, if you're in a line of traffic and you're going 50 miles an hour, I don't need you so far up on my ass.
Right.
Like, let me get over then so you can go do it to somebody else. There's 15 cars ahead of me. Right? Like,
get off of my ass. You're not going anywhere.
No, so, like, I'll throw my hands up and look in the rearview mirror. Like, dude, what happens if I got to stop? You're going to freaking rear end me.
Yeah.
But normally, I just try to listen to the radio. I don't need to be yelling and screaming.
Oh, man. To me, it's that making the right-hand turn, right? Because unless it says no turn on red.
Take the right turn.
You can make the right turn.
Right. Get off your phone.
That's the one that bothers me. It's like, why are you in this lane with your signal on, stopped at the red light? Turn.
But you give it a little half beep. Not a full, you give it like a beep.
And even me, I'll do the whole, like you just said, throw your hands up, and sometimes they'll see it in their rearview mirror, because I don't like the beeping either. I don't want nobody to beep at me, but it happens. Because, you know, if you don't leave as soon as that thing hits green.
It happens to me all the time.
Somebody's behind you like, dude, it's not a race.
Now, when this happens and your wives are in the car and you raise your hands, do they go and try to grab your hands and put them down? And say, don't do that?
They do not like the...
No, my wife don't like the language. I'll give her, what the bleep are you doing type of thing.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
See,
yeah.
Jill's trying to... Whenever I throw my hands up and get angry, she tries to, like, pull them down, and then I feel embarrassed.
Yeah, because she don't want you to get everybody killed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
She's a peaceful woman. You throwing your hands up.
Yeah, remember, I started a fight with a guy that was blocking the air at the Wawa.
Right.
I'll bang turkey all the time, man.
Like, this you right here? Are you bleeping kidding me?
Throw my hands up in the air. I got people at the pump yelling me, leave them alone.
Yeah, you're kind of like Bagel Boss.
No, man, I'm glad my wife was there because I was not done with that conversation.
You're hot.
I was not done. The guy walked out with his lunch. I was waiting there 10 minutes to get air in my tire. He comes out with his lunch. Idiot.
Name a tougher radio show than this radio show.
When it comes to driving, no doubt. All right, coming up, Mark Savrie's text line, rest of your phone calls, and we have the Philadelphia Eagles knit hat that we will give away coming up next. Mark Savrie on 94 WIP.
Hey, no one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss for Week 7 of pro football. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either team in this week's divisional rivalry. New York versus Philadelphia. You heard that right. You can bet $10 to win $150 on either one of these teams to win. Now, should be a pick 'em, but it's not. Philadelphia is at home. They've won 7 straight versus New York. I like Philadelphia minus the point. I also like the under in this game. I'm getting it out. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They got a simple app. Live betting on every game and exhilarating bet types such as same game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they'll get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines and bet. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code Ike to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philadelphia to win Thursday's primetime matchup. That's promo code Ike. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win.
Mark Srice, we are back. Text line coming up in a second. But we have an Eagles hat, a knit Eagles hat, to give away right now. Caller number 5, 215-988-1258. Caller number 5, 215-988-1258 will win the hat. There you go. Chuck may have entered my top 5 power rankings as far as callers now, Ike. Like, he hasn't been doing it a long time.
What a quick rise.
Seriously. He came out of nowhere. So I'd have to say Chuck's being considered up there. Andy from Deptford would make the top five power rankings. Inge, certainly.
You like doing this with these callers, man.
Oh, I love it.
I think we got too many for five, honestly.
That's the
whole point.
They're going to get mad.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, Gritty.
I got to take them.
But Gritty hasn't called in this week since he lost another game to me in fantasy.
Well, listen. Everybody isn't necessarily. You got the WIP callers, and then you got the Marks and Reese callers.
Right.
Right. So every show has its regular callers, and then you have the station where the callers like calling all the shows.
Andy from Deptford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't necessarily say he's a Marks and Reese caller.
Yeah.
We need that reserved for the people who only. Call us.
That's like when we had T, was voted as the Marks and Reese
representative. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of disappointing when he was, but he explained it. He was pulling the double agent move there, and he wanted to make sure he can infiltrate that compound.
Oh, that's right.
That compound of the Joe Giglio LTB hater community. He was trying to infiltrate that.
Mm.
And I respect that.
Yeah.
See, T's track record speaks for itself.
Yeah, I heard him on middays yesterday. So, and believe me, that's fine. You can call all the shows you want to; it doesn't matter to me. But like a guy like Inge, Marks and Reese. That's it. You don't hear Inge on any of the show.
That's true.
Yeah, you got to give it to him. Angry Al and just Marks and Reese.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, means something.
Yep.
Just calling us. You know, Andy from Deptford is one of my favorite callers, great caller, but, you know,
he's a WIP caller.
WIP guy, which we love, right?
Yes, but, yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Now, is Chuck.
But Kenny from the Dirty 30 doesn't call us. He's a morning show caller.
He called us once.
He's called us a couple times, but
he has.
He has.
Yeah, I think.
Called us that long ago.
I think I made him mad about something, and that's why.
Oh, no, when we did the Jay Wright thing.
Oh, we tried to steal Jay Wright.
Yes, because we tried to steal Jay Wright. We had to call up that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but he
that's more Villanova.
Yeah,
he's a Villanova.
He couldn't help himself.
Yes.
But if Chuck, I mean, you know, I don't know if Chuck's calling other shows or whatever, but if he wants to be bona fide Marks and Reese, then, you know, he could very easily be at the top of that power ranking.
Right.
Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by our friends at the casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. It's the text line.
Text line.
The Eagles are a good 1-4-1 team, and the Bears and Nick Foles are a bad 5-1 team. Oh, God, I'm starting to sound like Giglio. The Eagles really, really need to win tomorrow night. Mike in Birdsboro.
Mike from Birdsboro is a good texter.
I did make the point that the Bears were not a 5-1 team.
No.
But they are.
Yeah. But they, like, Nick Costos, who joins us, he's our ace handicapper. Yeah. He said last week they're the worst 4-1
right.
team in football. If they
right.
win, they're going to be the worst 5-1 team in football. And they won.
Well, they won.
Won another one. What's next?
Wow, Howie. Carson buys all his Lyman gifts at the end of the year. At this rate, he's going to be broke. Bob in Philly.
True, a lot of offensive linemen. Well, no, some of these dudes ain't getting gifts.
You think Jermone Brown's getting
a
gift?
No, he ain't getting a gift.
Yeah, he's getting something. It's not a gift. It's an Uber ride the hell out of here. Yeah. What's next?
Saw the Eagles cut Jermone Brown. Another great dumpster dive, Howie. He couldn't wear gloves. He couldn't block. Hell, he didn't even know when to pull out on a screen. He was like the Jeffrey Toobin of the offensive line. Scott from Delco.
Come on, man.
We must made it two full days without that being mentioned there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did.
And honestly, it's probably a miracle that something like that hasn't happened already, right? Considering so many people are on Zoom.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, you've seen people in their underwear and things like that, but I believe that was a first.
I have not seen anybody in their underwear on Zoom.
No?
No.
Well, I mean, because so from the waist up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've had a couple people that like stand up not remembering, like, I'm in my boxers, yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, see, I haven't done that.
Mm. Yeah, I haven't done it either. What's next?
Please remove Alshon from Eagle in the Envelope from the LTBB community.
Well, that's coming up tomorrow, 525.
I don't think Alshon will be in the envelope.
We only put players we like in the envelope.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be in there.
What's next?
I said 12-4 before the season began. I'm revising it to 11-4-1. Kirk from Roslyn, from the Yike Juice capital of the world.
That's got to run the table now, right?
11-4-1. Yep. Got to do it. Pretty much a 0% chance or a 0.01% chance.
You might be right. I think Big Red started off 1-5 or 0-5, and they won 10 in a row.
That was Doug's last year as the OC.
Yeah, and they finished 11-5.
Amazing. Yeah, no, because it looked like that year, it's like, oh, Andy doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Yeah. The game's passed him by. And look what he's done since.
Wow.
Unbelievable. What's next?
Oh, no. Positive John is back. Here comes a 3-game losing streak. Still got love for you, though, brother. Elliot from Wilmington.
Yeah, people don't necessarily get excited when Positive John is in the house.
Who can blame him? I am so excited for this Eagles run right here, Ike. I am. I am so excited to see Fulgham out there. Jalen Reagor's going to be coming back.
When's Jalen Reagor coming back?
Who knows? A couple weeks?
Oh.
But at some point, like, all they have to do is they have to take advantage of the next 3 games that they have. And then you hope that you get healthy enough and things are clicking to where you can win some of these games that people don't think they have a chance to win right now. I mean, that's all you can do. Hopefully they can.
Yeah, I just want them to win tomorrow.
Yeah, let's start with tomorrow.
Yeah, win tomorrow's game.
I agree. Our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're looking to get engaged, that is the place to go. Mark's-Jewelers.com. We got time for, listen, you got to make it 30 seconds. Steve in Westchester. Steve, quickly, go ahead. That's not quickly. That's
10 of your seconds.
Marv, T in Collinsville. T, 30 seconds.
Hey, man, y'all want to talk about playoffs? Playoffs? Come on, man. Y'all must be crazy to think this team ain't bad. Y'all ass kidding me? Come on now. Hey, and don't be searching my name on there like I can't hear you. You can't take the title away. I already
Jack!
Had it, baby. Y'all kicked me out of the fantasy league. You never took my spot as the number one caller until I go in a cage match with another caller. Get it correct, and Chuck. Hey, let the Bronco fuck, man. Application denied from the Vice President Canada, LPPP. Y'all just...
There he is, T.
Love T.
against Chuck. We may have a hospital visit.
Yeah, there's no way in hell I'm putting those two in a match.
That'd be intense.
Yeah, no way. Well, you need Mills Lanes in here, man. Referee Mills Lane?
Yeah, I love Mills Lane.
Yeah.
Love him.
Yeah, there's no way.
He did a judge show, too.
Jackass, no. Yes, he did.
Yeah. It was terrible. It was terrible. Of all those shows, that might have been the worst. I'm not kidding. I used to like Judge Joe Brown was an awesome one.
Yeah, we went drinking up there.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up next,
drinking that Ike juice.
Is Giulio here? I saw his bag out there, but I didn't see him.
Oh yeah, he's here.
All right, Joe Giulio's coming up next. We're back tomorrow on a game day. It's a football Thursday, Ike.
How about that?
Yeah, that's tomorrow. Everybody have a good night. See you. Let's talk about your water heater for a second, right? I know it's not like fun to be like, oh, I need a new water heater, but when you need a new water heater, the last thing you want to do is go to a big box store, go to your home improvement store, and you get something off the rack, then you try to do it yourself. Trust me, that is not the way to go. What you need is a Bradford White water heater, because you're talking about top quality, and if you're a homeowner like me, and I have a Bradford White, you want to make sure you're buying something that's going to last for as long as it can, right? And that's Bradford White. And Bradford White's a Philly-based company, been making built-to-be-the-best water heaters for over 130 years. Don't ignore your water heater. It could be a big mistake. What about not having hot water? What about when it fails and there's water all over the place, right? So whether it's tank or tankless, gas or electric, there's a Bradford White water heater perfect for your home. And you can save money with Bradford White, right? Like, local energy companies are offering rebates on many Bradford water heater models, and you can get tax credits too. So you can get the best and save up to $700. Your home deserves, you deserve a great water heater like a Bradford White water heater. Don't compromise on quality. Here's what you do. Just ask your plumbing pro, what should I get? What about a Bradford White? And they'll tell you they were amazing. So visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a plumbing pro near you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.